This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And the Labor Department has just reported that 171,000 jobs were created in the U.S. last month. The unemployment rate jumped by 0.1% to 7.9%. Let's get right to reaction from Gus Fauché. He's senior economist at PNC Financial, and he's with us live now from Pittsburgh. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Gus, what do you think? What do you make of this?
It's a very solid report. Good job gains in October, and plus we had substantial upward revisions of about 55,000 jobs to September and August, so that's also very good news. The economy is creating more jobs than it was previously.
Now, why did the unemployment rate tick up as it did to 7.9 with 171,000 jobs added last month?
Well, there are two things that are going on. First of all, this comes from a different survey than the payroll employment report. It comes from household employment. But the key thing is that the labor force rose by 578,000. So you had about 410,000 people who got jobs in the household survey, and you had another 150,000 or so who came into the labor force looking for work. That's a good sign. If they're looking for work, that means they're more optimistic. So we actually saw the unemployment rate rise a bit, but I'm not terribly concerned about that.
Do you sense that that's going to continue, that as the economy improves, that more people are going to keep coming into the labor force and that the unemployment rate actually may continue to tick up in the months ahead?
I'm not sure it's going to continue to tick up, and we did have a big drop in September, so it's still down 0.2% from August. But what that may mean is that the unemployment rate doesn't fall as quickly, even though the economy is creating large numbers of jobs.
Now, we've got you right after the report came out, but of course, this is going to turn political very fast. We've already got a tweet from Paul Ryan who says that the unemployment rate is higher than it was when President Obama took office. I'm sure the Obama campaign is going to tout the fact that we've seen now almost 3 years of private sector job growth every month. What is your sense of the economic recovery when it comes to employment during President Obama's presidency?
Well, the recovery has been slow. I mean, we're still down by about 4 million jobs from where we were prior to the recession. On the other hand, the economy is creating jobs at a pretty decent pace, and we've seen the pace of job growth pick up over the past few months or so, so it is looking better from that perspective.
Gus Fauché, senior economist at PNC Financial, thanks as always.
Thank you.